now to page 26 and a look at this month's cinema event, Detroit. Based on true events, Kathryn Bigelow's intense film about the Detroit race riots of 1967 brings a brutal chapter in American history to the big screen.
5 days of anarchy, 43 people dead, 7,200 arrested, and America's fifth biggest city plunged into a catastrophic long-term decline that has seen its population drop by more than half in the years since. That was the aftermath of the Detroit race riots of 1967, which were sparked by the brutality and racism of a mostly white police department. 50 years after the events, Oscar-winning director Kathryn Bigelow's film, Detroit, recreates the circumstances of the riots and, in particular, the fatal shooting of three black teenagers. The deaths of these teenagers at the Algiers Motel are generally considered to have been a triple homicide by out-of-control police officers, who were later acquitted by an all-white jury. Given today's racial tension in America, Bigelow's film is timely, or, some might argue, provocative. Indeed, that may explain why the two principal roles are played by English actors. Maze Runner's Will Poulter plays a racist white officer, and Star Wars' John Boyega plays a black security guard. The killings took place on the fourth night of the riots, when police were called to the Algiers Motel after a gunshot was heard. Bigelow recreates their brutal interrogation of the guests, basing her version of events on witness accounts. Although no gun was ever found at the motel, three of the blacks were shot dead in what the police claimed was self-defense. Poulter is excellent as the main officer. Although clearly a racist, he is also a man who believes he is doing his duty, trying to restore peace, and cannot see how out of control he has become in the process. Poulter makes him terrifying and vile, but also human. Almost more troubling is Boyega's security guard, a decent man who sees everything but fails to intervene. One fears that many of us would be like him. Detroit may recount events from half a century ago, but it is all too easy to imagine them happening again today.